UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Good afternoon, I'm Jack Grossman, and the SportsCenter update is brought to you by Wetch Wetch Superior Sandwiches. Top transfer Amani Bates has said on Instagram Live that he will announce his college decision by the end of this month. The former Memphis wing will decide between Louisville, Michigan, Eastern Michigan, DePaul, Seton Hall, and Arkansas. Bellarmine Basketball released their non-conference schedule today. In addition to opening the season at Louisville on November 9th, the Knights also traveled to Kentucky on November 29th. Other highlights include road dates against Duke, Clemson, and UCLA, as well as home games against Miami, Ohio, and Murray State. In football, U of L commit Pierce Clarkson's dad, Steve, joined the Diener Show this morning and discussed how Scott Satterfield made the youngster Clarkson feel needed to come to Louisville.
Look, are they going to take Pierce because he's a four-star quarterback and they want to stack the deck, or is it somebody that they really need to turn the corner? And my advice, I took my own advice to other kids, is go where you're needed, not where it's the flashiest. And Scott had identified Pierce at an early, you know, at an early time in his recruitment, and he and his staff were relentless in terms of showing us that Pierce was truly needed.
The Take is coming up next with Pat Forty. This is SportsCenter.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Leaked.
Oh, no.
From one of their OnlyFans, LOL.
Oh, no.
And James Strebel.
it can only be one of two people. And it's, wow. Oh, wow. That's what you, I, wait, ah, geez. Can I see that? You don't mind? I thought they took. OnlyFans cleaned up a little bit. I didn't think that's salacious material. Wow. Hey.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we're back. We're back. No, we're in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, and severe thunderstorm is just rolling through
just
right now.
Popped right up on us.
Patch of rain, and we had a light flicker, and we didn't lose anything else except for the internet, which is the only thing that we needed here in the Liquor Barn Studios, except for the liquor. And and so we're good to go. Let's not waste his time anymore. Pat Forty, Sports Illustrated, for a myriad of reasons. We have not spoke to him in the last couple weeks. Pat, we're sorry we kept you waiting. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I've had better introductions than that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've had worse, at least. So, I don't know.
Maybe.
Goodness.
You are just welcoming me in, and then 10 yep. minutes of off air. Anyway,
well, that's what happens.
Back.
Well, yeah, Jack SportsCenter about Imani. I mean, I know you're pumped up about Imani Bates on Instagram Live announcing he's going to commit in 2 weeks. So I know that's got you. You're just waiting around for that, Pat, I'm sure.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about
it. Well, how's
it
been?
Look,
go ahead.
It's interesting because his career arc has been so odd. But, you know, is it going to be program altering for anybody? I doubt it. We'll see.
We shall see here if that happens in 10 days. Something tells me it probably won't happen in 10 days. Pat Forty, at by Pat Forty, SI.com, Sports Illustrated. What have you been up to, man? You're moving kids across the country. I mean, I see you fishing. What have you been up to the last couple weeks?
Yeah, quite a bit of vacation time for moving the oldest to Portland and then attending Stanford graduation for the youngest, and some time in Lake Tahoe, sampling good beers at high altitude there, and now home and cranking on college football preview material.
Yep, it's coming, man. Lake Tahoe is fantastic, absolutely fantastic. A place definitely I'd like to get back to at some point. Well, the last couple weeks, Pat, we have been talking about Louisville football recruiting in a good way, and not even in a good way, in a great way, an absolute heater that the staff is on right now. There's several different angles that obviously we've got into here on the program, but I mean, you've been around this area a long time, and you know, Reuben Owens commits, and that's, you know, he's right behind Michael Bush, right? I mean, that's the kind of guy that they are now getting, and it is surprising on every level. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's significant enough that, I mean, we talked at length about it on our national podcast, you know, this week, because to see a Louisville program that's had any, they've had some very good moments, no doubt about it, in the last 25 years, but they aren't at a very high point right now, and to be recruiting this way from this standpoint is, I think, another indication of how things can shift and change in the NIL era. And I mean, nobody is saying exactly like, well, here's the NIL offers that led these kids to commit, but let's just put some common sense onto this and say, how is Louisville going and getting five players out of California and a five-star running back out of Texas? Probably not just because Scott Satterfield's a nice guy and people are drawn to a what's been a 500 program for the last 3 years. There's got to be other things involved, and that's the way the game is played these days. And so you look at the recruiting rankings, and Texas Tech is doing great. Louisville's doing great. Northwestern, you can find a lot of non-traditional powers that are recruiting very well because I think they're getting ahead of the way the landscape is right now. And so kudos to Louisville for being ahead of the game, whatever the game exactly is, and making it work for them.
That's such a great point. Whatever the game is, we there's so many things we don't know. But Louisville is getting players in the NIL, obviously, is, you would imagine, would be a big part of that. And what I said yesterday, Pat, was, you know, I come at it from on a Louisville and Kentucky side. On a Louisville side, I mean, this program was in the dumps last year after that Kentucky game, was it not? And then, I mean, people wanted Jeff Brohm, and then the entire Neely Ben DiPudi, Vince Tyre fiasco, and so Scott Satterfield keeps his job, and that was the narrative. And so the Louisville fan is stunned. The Louisville fan is shocked, even though NIL is here, that Satterfield is doing this. And then on the Kentucky side, Pat, Satterfield's been the whipping boy the last couple years for Kentucky. He complained about L's down. He got ran out of his own stadium, embarrassed. Obviously, it was kind of the linchpin to, hey, maybe he needs to go and to bring in Jeff Brohm. And so everyone around here, for different reasons, is surprised that this is the summer act that Scott Satterfield is giving the rest of us.
Yeah, I mean, shocked, right?
I mean,
if they go out and have a good year, or even a decent year, and he keeps his job on the strength of this recruiting class, and then they come in and succeed, he's the comeback coach of the time here. I mean, you know, because he was
done.
As you pointed out, he was in big trouble at the end of last year. And yes, Neely Ben DiPudi may have saved his job on her way out of town, and given him one last chance, and boy, oh boy, they've maximized the chance as of right now. Now, you got to do it on the field. You got to win some games, as I believe Vince Morrow might have pointed out. You know, that a lot of people feel good during recruiting season, but you've got to play in the fall. You got to win then, and then you've also got to win on signing day. You still got to keep these kids and have them sign letters. So those two things still have to fall into place, but you know, I think if you're a Louisville fan, you just got to be sitting there saying, wow, I can't believe this is where we are. This is pretty cool.
Vince Merrill was able to stay quiet until today, June 22nd. I obviously had the under, so I lost this one. I was stunned he was able to keep quiet until today. It's that may be more stunning than Scott Satterfield getting five stars.
Yeah, I mean, Vince Merrill knows his way around social media and knows how to chirp a little bit and has had many recruiting successes of his own. So, I think this is a good indication for Louisville. If you've gotten enough of his attention to get him to say something, whether it's out of feeling threatened or I just can't keep quiet anymore or whatever. But it's a very interesting development. This is like, you know, we're talking Kentucky Louisville football trash talk in the summer for the first time since they used to play at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. That's exactly where we are. Pat Forty with us from SI. The last Louisville tidbit on this, just one of the other things that I was talking about was, and this involves Kentucky a little bit because Kentucky's program is in a better spot right now than Louisville's is and has been, for the last couple years. But just the, you know, Satterfield buying into all of this and the program doing something different, Pat, it was also kicked in the butt, if you will, by there's desperation here. Right? I mean, guys are trying to keep jobs. Satterfield is trying to not go back to a place like App State, right? I mean, he's trying to stay at Louisville or get a contract extension, trying to get one of those big raises that we see college football coaches get that, you know, I mean, their backs were against the wall here in a big way. Satterfield had to do something. I don't know if he likes the entire NIL thing, but he had to do it.
Sure, no doubt about it. And I think you can see, if you want to look at a theme of who is surging to the front of this NIL recruiting era, it's fan bases and coaches, but fan bases especially, I think, that are tired of losing and are desperate to get back to winning. Look at USC. Look at Miami. Look at Tennessee. Look at Texas A&M. And Texas. And now look at Louisville. You know, where, hey, we've had some really good times here, the fans say, and we would sure like to get back to them, and we're tired of getting crushed by Kentucky. Let's go. We've got a chance to change the equation, basically, here. Let's get in front of it. And I think that's what you're seeing, is fan bases that, A, are a bit, you know, nimble and ready to go, but also that are tired of losing and are desperate to get back to winning.
Yeah, winning's fun. Pat Forty, filling the stadium's fun. Pat Forty with us from Sports Illustrated. It's The Take on a Wednesday, ESPN 680, 105.7. One of the things, Pat, and I'm just throwing you the conversation that we've had and a conversation that I have struggled with for the last several months, but especially with what Louisville has done in the last several weeks, and that is the Kentucky side to all of this. Kentucky fans are, I would say the majority of Kentucky fans are unhappy with the things that Mitch Barnhart has said publicly about NIL. We know John Calipari has been vocal about it. We'll see what Mark Stoops, you know, says. I do not know, but, you know, what is it? Perception is reality, and that's a little bit of where we are, that there is the thought out there that Mitch Barnhart doesn't like it, that Mitch Barnhart is not maybe willing to do some of the gray area things that other places are. And my problem is I don't have any specific examples except for a couple different media availabilities from Mitch Barnhart. I don't know behind the scenes what he will allow or not allow, what they're pushing, what they're not pushing. If they would do some of the things that the schools you mentioned obviously are doing. And so I'm not asking you to know, but that's kind of the read of the situation that I have, is I want examples of what Mitch Barnhart wants or doesn't want. But right now, Kentucky fans, they're at a crossroads with Mitch. They're not happy.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, Mitch certainly is a traditional athletic director. He's been in position. I mean, he's the dean of Kentucky athletic directors, and he's had quite a bit of success doing things the way they've always been done, right? You know, I mean, the football program has come a long way. The non-revenue sports have come a long way. Basketball has had great moments under Calipari, but not in a while. I did think it was kind of cute to see that he's worried about facilities now. That's a good one.
Yeah. You got to do something, yeah.
You know, I don't know. I have a hard time thinking that certainly Kentucky basketball isn't going to get behind in recruiting. All right, they're going to do what they need to do to get recruits. Football, you know, I don't know whether there has been some reticence in terms of getting with the new game or not. I'm not sure. We'll have to see. I still, you know, Kentucky has been pretty darn consistent in recent years at putting together good classes. Maybe it happens later, but they tend to get there. So, you know, if this turns out to be a year where they fall way behind, I would bet you would see a change in philosophy down there. But, you know, for now,
Mitch Barnhart, in 20 years on the job, has had a pretty good record, and I would imagine, without knowing, as you said, I mean, he's not the most forthcoming guy, that, you know, he's not the person who's going to say, let's all of a sudden just do things differently without being convinced that they have to do it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Again, we'll see. It's really, to me, it's more of a football thing. To me, I wouldn't worry about John. I mean, there's a chance here that John Calipari, you know, in the next month here, has 3 5 stars for next year's class. Okay,
so yeah, right? Like, I don't think Kentucky's ever going to allow itself under any circumstance to fall behind in basketball.
In basketball, but the football thing is an entirely different conversation. We say you're starting all the national college football stuff. What is piquing your interest here in these summer months now as we're getting ready for the kickoff of college football in a couple months?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good question. There's big picture and then there's smaller picture. And obviously big picture is like, what is the college landscape even going to look like? And unfortunately, that's just a lot of the talking season of May and June. July, we'll hit media days and we'll finally get down to actually discussing football. We've been trying to put together our top 25 for the preseason issue. And I'm telling you, like, after three teams, I don't like anybody. I think there's some of the usual suspects at the top. And then after that, you're like, everybody's got a problem. So what that actually turns into on the field, does that mean that, you know, we're looking at least one wide open playoff spot, come the fall? I don't know. The quarterback situations are just fascinating everywhere, where there's been so much movement, and a lot of that's NIL driven, and who's going to be where, and who's going to elevate the program, or who's not going to play as well as advertised, that sort of thing. So there's just, you know, there's a lot of intrigue, I think, in terms of movement, players and coaches, because obviously you had Lincoln Riley and you had Brian Kelly and you had all the dominoes that fell from there, that I think there's going to just be a kind of a bit of a sea change in who's coaching where and what that means. So those are kind of the issues we're looking at.
Two more for Pat 40 Sports Illustrated at by Pat 40. We appreciate him being patient with us. What is your take on the Live Tour, Pat? The Live Tour. Let's go.
Yeah.
we enjoyed here just because the golf guys kind of, you know, crying about it, and it's just the whole PGA, it's the Saudis, the PGA now has found money to give to their guys, Pat. That happened today. Do you have any take on the Live Tour?
Yeah, all of a sudden, when there's competition, the PGA looks under the couch covers and finds, X number of million of dollars. Yeah. I mean, I think the Live Tour is crass. I think that, you know, it's off-putting, but I also know that golfers like money, and there's
a lot of money to be had,
and I mean, like, staggering amounts from the Saudis, and so the guys that are going to the Live Tour are the guys that I would expect to go to the Live Tour, the guys that seem the most about money, you know, the Phil Mickelsons and Patrick Reeds and Dustin Johnsons and Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau, so yeah, okay, fine. If it challenges the PGA to do better, okay, that's fine. I would hope that most of the best players stay there, because I really don't want to support a Live Tour sort of thing. So, but,
well, it's not on TV anyway. It's on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, the PGA needs to step up to the competition.
We came up with, or we were just talking about having some fun with, if there was a Live Tour in college basketball and college football, who would be the coaches? And, I mean, obviously, Bobby, or, you know, who would be the coaches that would go? Obviously, Bobby Petrino's name came up immediately. So did Sean Miller, Will Wade, Tim Floyd. Larry Brown was in there. So we just kind of went to the shady side. Do you think Eric Musselman would go to the Live Tour if there was a college basketball? Okay, all right.
Yes, but
go.
Nate Oates would beat him. Nate Oates would beat him.
Okay, Nate Oates. Okay, that's a good one I didn't think of. So it's everyone we like then. Okay, what's everyone we like?
Football, I'll tell you who's first one off the bus in football, Lane Kiffin.
Okay, there we go. The guys thought Brian Kelly. I don't know if I saw that or not, but you know, maybe.
That's entirely possible. But Kiffin is the first one to sign up.
Kiffin's the one. He's the Koepka. There's no doubt about it.
And Bobby Petrino would beat Kiffin, but only if they want him. I mean, he's enough damaged goods that the Live Tour of college football might be like, no, we don't need you.
I think Petrino visiting the Saudis would be fun. I think that's something that hopefully you could put together. Maybe Wetzel, somebody could put together. All right, last one for Pat 40 of SI. Do you have any thoughts on the NBA draft last night? I mean, 1, 2, 3. Will John Calipari snuggle up to Shaedon Sharpe and company? Shaedon Sharpe has done interviews where he's looked like a dope on top of it. But, I mean, we watch these guys, some for a year, some for more. Do you have any opinion on what might happen tomorrow night?
I mean, if Calipari does snuggle up to Shaedon Sharpe, then he officially has no shame when it comes to the draft. I mean, just stop it. You know, go cuddle up to Ty-Ty Washington,
to Ty-Ty.
But not Shaedon Sharpe. No. I mean, I really, really like both Paolo Banchero and Jabari Smith. You probably can't go wrong with either one. I think Banchero is going to be really big time. My only concern with Jabari Smith is if he's a little bit too deferential. I don't think you'd have that problem with Banchero. I still think Chet Holmgren's going to be a great player. I know people are worried about the frame and all that, but the athleticism is there. He's 19. He's going to get stronger. He may never be huge, but he could be like Kevin Durant, where at least, you know, you can be on the floor and you can play. He's an excellent defender. He's an excellent defensive rebounder. He rebounds out of his box, so to speak. You know, he can go get balls that don't just come directly to him, and he can block shots that way too. So I think all three of those guys are really, really good. And after that, yes, it does get iffy.
Yeah, it's a who knows after that what's going to exactly happen. Well, Pat, appreciate the patience. Stay dry and stay safe out here. We'll talk with you later. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
All right. Stay online. Stay on the air.
All right. Well, yes, that's what we need to do both. Appreciate it. Pat 40 with us here from Sports Illustrated. So there you go.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You're fine. You're here.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't
I turned
know.
You down.
Oh, okay.
I heard you breathing down my neck.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt Pat.
No, you're
40.
Fine. No, you said.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. So,
by the way, I'm crushed.
Why? What happened now?
Tony Siragusa died.
I know, man. It's been a rough day for the Ravens. I mean, that's two.
I mean, Tony Siragusa was 55.
Yeah, young.
Oh man, he used to eat like a big sandwich on the sideline.
Yeah, he was just he's old school football.
He is
football guy.
He is
man.
An old school. He is
old
football.
Old school football.
Man, that
guy
hurts me.
Put his hand in the dirt, defensive tackle, just boom. And he was part of that Ravens Super Bowl team with what, Trent Dilfer? That was the team he was on, right? When Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, why are you rubbing that in? That's 2000 Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they beat the
Ray
Giants.
Lewis, yeah.
The Giants only scored because of Ron Dixon, who was
forgot.
A punt returner. Ron Dixon, I believe, went to Lambeth University in Tennessee. How about that?
I forgot it was
how about that? Well,
yeah.
How about don't forget?
I
how
forgot
about
it
that?
Was your team that they beat. I
mean, maybe I'll bring up Clarksville Little League after they wax your ass tonight.
We'll see.
They strike the Viper out or Callan or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, it's very sad Tony Siragusa died.
Man, I'm crushed by that.
Yeah, he was an awesome guy. Awesome football player.
Well, I don't
player.
Know if he was an awesome
well,
guy,
awesome
but it seemed like
player,
he was, yeah.
And he was awesome on Fox Sports.
He was yes,
really
he was.
Good. Really, really good. So, yes.
Jack, you have any idea who Tony Siragusa is? I don't see that being something that's...
Yeah, mainly because of Fox Sports.
Okay, there you
okay,
go.
Okay, so he knew him from
he must
his,
have been,
his work with Fox Sports.
What, did Cartman do a rendition of him on South Park? Is that how you know who he is?
No.
Cartman went as Tony Siragusa for Halloween or something?
No.
The Siragusa episode.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on tonight on Comedy Central at 11:30.
Yeah. If it's Comedy Central, it's either The Office or South Park that's on. It's
or Seinfeld. They make Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, yeah,
Which I enjoy
way,
that also.
I Me found too. An Instagram account that wasn't actually an Instagram model account, which is, of course, shocking.
That is stunning.
Oh, goodness. Boy, there's some filth on here. Oh, boy. There's an account called Poorly Drawn Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
And it's just a guy who draws iconic scenes in Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And they're actually really good, but they're in his own, like, kind of rendition.
Oh, wow.
It's like, artwork.
Newman looks like a – I mean, he looks evil in that picture.
You like that,
yeah,
don't
I do
you?
Like that. So is that poorly drawn Seinfeld?
Yeah.
I'm going to follow that.
Yeah.
No, Kramer's head is super
I thought you
tiny.
Only followed, you know. You know.
Well, no. I don't really follow any of those at all. I don't. There might be a few in there, you know, thrown in there, but not a lot. It's not overloaded. Not overloaded. You can go check the follows.
Jack, he just vetoed there. We need to bring up something before we take a break.
Yeah.
Jack is training our new guy, Jason.
Okay, yes. Yeah, I've yet to meet Jason, but I hear a lot about it.
So Jason is amused by all of this, right, Jack? Is the best way that you would put it?
Yes, he very much finds the show hilarious.
Does he?
Yes, and he finds everything that goes into the show very funny.
Oh, good.
And
well,
Bob, like, he found Bobby V today. We got to play that Bob sound, too, Jack. I was going to wait to the 5 o'clock hour. I mean, Bob didn't want to talk recruiting today.
He didn't?
I mean, it's...
Why? It's like the number one story in the city of
But Lowell. You don't have to talk recruiting. You can bring up ways to talk about the Clarkson
angles.
Family
exactly.
without breaking down a kid that's, you know, throwing the ball 110 times in high school.
Exactly. You don't have to sit down and break down, like,
break
film.
Down tape.
We don't have to do film. Let Ennis do that.
Yeah, let Ennis and Patty Ice do
that. Yeah, that's what they love to
do. We don't do film.
No, we don't do film.
We don't put
here.
Our hand in the dirt.
It's hot takes. That's all this is. We just figure out storylines.
We let it roll.
We're not sitting in your office, like, rewinding YouTube and going back and forth and doing, you know, freeze frames.
Oh, freeze frame.
Yeah, look at this. Look at this play, how it develops. Here's the part where the defense breaks down right here. It's like, no,
we're not doing that.
No.
That's not what we do.
We watch the games intoxicated and then talk about it later.
And then talk about it later. That's exactly what we do.
Yeah, that's what we do on this show.
Men do.
Exactly. Well, I don't eat chili and hot dogs and things like that, but and drink beer. I just drink the beer. Most people eat the chili and the hot dogs and drink
Louis
the beer.
Louis Rabeau just sent me a text.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to read
What's
that?
What's Louis up to now?
Do you want to read that one?
Okay, here, I'll read it on
Bobby
air.
Bobby Petrino was with the Saudis.
I didn't know you could see. Okay, I'd sew hair into a turban, but I learned that. There you go. Okay, thank you, Louis. That was Louis Rabeau. That was not James Strebel. That was a Louis Rabeau joke, not me.
I saw Louis today. He's prepping for the show. Him and Avery had these boardroom conversations.
Oh, really? Some. Okay.
And I passed Louis. I go brushing up in your ABA knowledge.
You probably get ready to go talk a little Kentucky Colonels today.
You better be ready to talk some ABA, Lou.
Yeah, and that basketball, that red, white, and blue basketball that everybody loves.
Oh, man, I don't love it.
I know you don't. Yeah, I have no opinion on the ABA. How about that? Like, I don't dislike it. I don't like it. It happened in history, and there are some NBA teams that absorb those ABA teams. So that's all I have on the ABA. Dr. J played there.
Texas says I can't listen to 40. I'm unable.
Strebel, can you name the 4 ABA teams that went to the NBA?
Oh, you know what? Right now, on the spot, I cannot. I don't mind saying it.
Portland?
I can't.
Trailblazers?
No.
For some, why do I think Portland? All right. I'll try to. All right. The Nuggets. All right, Nuggets. It used to be the New Orleans Jazz. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, the 76ers, that's Dr. J. No!
76ers, come on, Strebel. It was the Nuggets, the Pacers, the Nets, and the Spurs.
Okay.
Who's behind you acting like
you
should have known that?
You got me,
Who
Jack.
Who is that?
Biscuit.
Is that Biscuit?
Oh,
oh tell Biscuit
of course,
to go.
Biscuit.
Tell Biscuit to go on. I don't even care that Liv takes Koepka. I don't even care that they take the next guy. I don't even care that they take Answer.
Answer.
That's, I can't remember the guy's name.
There he is.
Make up stuff. I swear you do, Andy. Please,
Biscuit's the golf guy. He's the golf guy.
The golf guy.
If Morikawa leaves, I'll be crushed.
I'm done with the beat.
Biscuit, your team's haven't won in 2 decades. And a football team that hasn't won since I've been alive. I love Jax's keeping the mic on.
He goes, call me when you get a top 15 guy. And then he whispered, I am the golf guy.
I love how they go top 15. Koepka was like, he's like 19 in the world.
Right, yeah.
The golf guys are all doing the world golf rankings. The world golf
everyone
rankings.
Everyone cares about that.
No one gives
they
a rat's bleep
they
about
they
the
only
world
cared
golf.
When Tiger was number one. That's the
yeah,
only
that's
time
it.
Anyone ever cared. Or people right. around here cared when Justin Thomas was number one.
We'll take a break. On the other end, a tweet was put out there. Strebel's going to have to be mean and ugly.
I can't wait.
Plus, Bobby V sound. We do that next on the Take on a Wednesday.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says you sound like a teenage girl.
Yeah, dude.
Texas says I'm a UK fan. You're embarrassing us.
And James Strebel.
You keep texting that in while Calipari knows me and not you, buddy. How about them apples? In your sad cell phone. Your Nokia brick.
Oh.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Jack, you may know this. I should know this. It was Brock Doman. Is that it? I can't remember his name. And Monty Montgomery. They were on. They were in with Maven and Rummage at the beginning of their show today, right?
Yeah.
I noticed something. They tweeted out a picture of it. Yeah. Oh, hang on. Let me turn Strebel on, which isn't difficult. No. Let me go ahead and do that.
You got to wind up the big rig. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's not so big. How about that? Oh, you like that? He's got a trim around the deck, if you will, well, Jack. That's what's happening. Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Maben was throwing an L's up.
Well, of course he is. That's what Maben does. Yeah.
Rummage wasn't.
Whoa! Oh. What's that all about?
That's the picture I saw.
Steve, what is that all about?
I don't know, man.
Football players,
two of them,
sitting in your studio,
right now, leg to leg with Monty Montgomery,
maybe touching knees,
touching a knee
or two, and everyone's throwing L's up, but not Steve.
I don't know what to say.
Is that Tennessee? In the back of his mind?
I think so. Well, it might be in the front of his mind.
I don't know if I can get
it's
that.
It's hypo in his tight shirts. It's what it is.
It is. You know what? He wears that tight white polo that first game. He's sweating through it.
Sweating right through it like we all do.
Yes.
Reminder tonight, Reds coming up at 6:10. Jack will take you to then at 6 o'clock. So, yeah, you get Jack for 10 minutes. Yeah. Reds and Dodgers at 6:10. College World Series after LSL tonight, 8 o'clock. That will be over on 93.9 The Ville. All right, so your boys at State of Louisville, here's what they said.
Okay, they've been all over the place today.
This was 5 hours ago. Even I just tweeted them. I go, guys.
Like, what are we doing?
Guys.
Here? Yeah, all right. Oh, I got a brace for
this. This was after Vince Merrill's tweet.
Okay.
Which we'll continue to dive into.
Yeah.
Big Dog said kids want results, not flashiness.
He's had enough.
Okay. Vince Merrill's had enough.
He's had enough Jets.
Here's what SOL says.
Okay. What's say a little say?
Saying that kids want results, not flashy, while getting your ass kicked on the recruiting trail is an all-timer.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Come on, guys. He's owned your bleep for how many years now?
Self-awareness.
For how many years now?
I can't do anything.
He just walks into Louisville and just says, you. And they say, okay, yes, sir, big dog, and follows him right down to Lexington. He didn't need Jets for that. He could just do it because he's a big dog. You know what? That's what I'm talking about. He didn't need Jets. He didn't need cars. He didn't need NIL, the 502 Collective. He didn't need the Dan Clarkson family. He just needed his own self. That's all Vince Merrill needs. Well, and he can go in and he can get who he wants.
He did it the right way.
I'm not saying he did it the right way, but he didn't need all these tricks, these little tricks that Louisville all of a sudden
has. You want the tricks.
I'm not saying I don't like the tricks.
You love the tricks. What are you talking about?
They got their bleep kicked before the tricks. And now they're like, oh, this is great. Pipe down, big dog. Big dog owns you. He owns you. That's what big dog does. You know what he did when he saw that St. Louisville tweet? They start munching on Fritos. He went to KS Bar and ordered beers and laughed some more. He said, hey, Matt Bangs, come here. I got to show you something,
come here, Matt Bangs.
Hey, Ryan, you come over here, too. Drew, you're here. Shan, the dude, come over here. Let me show you this tweet. They all laughed at you, State of Louisville, because it's funny. Because you had one nice little stretch. And now you're puffing out the chest. Let's see.
We'll see.
Okay, enjoy it. You should enjoy it. I'm not saying don't enjoy it. You should enjoy it. But watch what you're doing now, because Big Dog, you ruffle his feathers, he's going to ruffle them right back. They had to fire that tweet off. Big Dog tweeted something.
Oh, my guys. Guys, it was a 60-point game. My guys.
It always is. It has been for the past, last three games? Yeah, stop.
Jack, you'll love this. This is going to set Big Guy off even more.
Oh, boy.
Here it is. There is an IG Live story, hang on, of a gentleman out there golfing, right?
Oh, he's a golfer. Yeah, okay.
You already know who that is.
Who's golf? Easy?
No.
Oh.
Harlow?
No, Jack Harlow.
Antigua? Of course he is. Antigua, do you know you're getting a recruit on Friday, Orlando?
Is he?
Do you know
is
that?
He?
Yes. Yes. He is. Yes.
Okay.
It's like, yes. It's 100.
I'm just
Crystal
saying.
Ball, that.
I'm just on Bruce Pearl sniffing around. You never like that.
Don't worry about Bruce Pearl.
Okay.
I ain't worried about Bruce Pearl.
Well, you're confident on this one.
Yeah.
And I'm with you.
If Branham says it. Take it
well,
to
you
the
don't
bank.
Believe
anything.
Unless it's DJ Wagner. Wagner. Yes.
Unless it's DJ Wagner.
Or if it's Louis and Amani Bates.
You have flip-flopped on this so much.
What?
On Travis Branham.
Well, I'd pick what I like.
You know what? That's fair. He does, Dak.
I pick what I like.
It's like a buffet for you.
I like what
it
he
really
says
is.
About Dillingham. I don't like what he says about Wagner. So I picked the one I like. So I thank you, Travis Branham, for predicting Robert Dillingham to Kentucky on Friday, which that'll be a fun show. Or maybe it'll be after the show. I don't know when he's announcing.
Yeah, when is he announcing?
That
I have no idea.
Question. I don't know. It hasn't been – I think it's one of those things where it's that assumed recruit that we all don't like, that we all kind of just know what's going to happen. And that's why there's not a lot of buzz around when he's going to announce, because everyone's just saying he's picking Kentucky.
I don't know. Biscuit's texting me about golf right now.
You got him revved up.
I do.
You got him revved up.
Well, someone's got to.
Yeah, you're revving up the Biscuit.
Texas says maybe less hanging out at KS Bar and actually recruiting 4-stars.
Kentucky's will be fine in the 4-star.
Texas says round. Big Dog handing out those Fritos bags to all the 3-stars they're getting. Yeah, right now Kentucky only has 3-stars in this
class.
That's
fine. That's going to change.
But you just need to know that.
I do know that.
Okay.
I know that, but it's going to change within the month. It's going to change.
Texas says Big Dog also needed U of L coaches to not recruit in Jefferson County. Are they?
I don't see any. I mean, other than what's
I'm
his
just
name?
Asking. I have no idea.
Who's the defensive lineman they got that Scott Satterfield had to be Salah shamed
Brown.
Into getting? Yeah, Salah Brown. They had to shame Salah Brown into getting. They had to shame Scott Satterfield into getting Salah Brown. Shame him. But now he's the best recruiter of all time, Andy. Actually, no. Steve Clarkson's the best recruiter in Louisville history. How about that? Not Sat Daddy.
He is. He's recruiting a 5-star family right now. Some
he is.
Edge rusher. I actually am with you on this one.
Yeah, he is. It's Steve Clarkson.
Satterfield
hasn't done a damn thing.
Oh, here we go.
Hasn't done a damn thing.
You're getting stronger and stronger with that.
I am, man. Clarkson is driving the – whoa.
Little Texas A&M.
Yeah, wow. How about that? I like the sundresses. And the pigtails. An added bonus if they're braided like that.
Who doesn't?
I don't know.
Jack's like, I don't.
I don't.
Went to Bloomington. I like jeans. I like the fall in Bloomington.
I like a girl in a hat.
I like a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
IU sweatshirt.
I like a sweatshirt.
With honey mustard spelled on it, just like me.
That's what I like. You know?
I need a nice fall day.
Well, that's your end, Jack. Like, hey, you going to have all that honey mustard?
I'm not Nick.
Texas says Steve Clarkson won those games.
Yeah.
Let's play some sound here before we get to the top.
Steve Clarkson won those games. No. Steve Clarkson.
We need a Steve Clarkson. Eric Wood needs to record a Steve Clarkson won those games.
I'm all in on Steve Clarkson. I'm not even hating Steve Clarkson.
Clarkson won those games.
Louisville fans need to realize it was not Scott Satterfield that, you know, quote, resurrected
your
football program. I'm not saying they should care.
There
are some Louisville fans that push back on that, and they're like, no, they're coming here for Satterfield.
Yes, they do. I mean, I'm sure there are, but that's...
Even our guy Wilt Fong yesterday was
Wilt
like...
Wilt Fong? Yeah, but that's Wilt Fong.
Yes, Louisville fans, Andy, you have to know, on the text line last week when I was talking about this, they were... crushing me because they're convinced that they're coming for Satterfield and his culture. Crushing me for it.
No.
Yes.
They can't.
Jack.
I mean, no, I'm with you. I'm just saying no. I would hope they've smartened up now that it's a new week. I don't know.
No,
I might be wrong.
I don't have faith that they did.
I don't either. Jack, 437-9680.
Do you want to play the Bob explosion?
Yeah, I mean, Bob was mad, what? Because Patty Ice and Nick Valvano dared to bring up the biggest story of the last 3 weeks, and that's U of L on an absolute stunning heater right now.
Getting everybody.
4-stars and 5-stars and everything else. Go ahead. What do we have?
So what are you more excited about?
I want to get off this topic. I'm dying to get off this topic. I'm like a guy in the ocean looking for land somewhere.
You literally asked me what else we have.
Everything
and that
in
was
local
it.
Is recruiting. Recruiting.
Oh, my
recruiting.
God.
Recruiting. Let's do more recruiting. Oh, recruiting, stars exploding, orgasms of stars everywhere, and NIL, and how did he tell how much money they got? Who gives a shit? Who cares? When the players get here, if they're good, yay. If they suck, boo. Did we break rules? No. Great. That's all I care about. Literally. I mean, I don't know. Can I oversimplify it? Did you cheat? No. Good. Checklist. Are the players good? Yes. Yay. Do they suck? Oh, bad. How many stars they got? How many, you know, who'd you beat? He went to Oregon and he didn't like the bowling alley and so he wanted to leave. Who gives a I don't care.
Stop.
I don't care.
They only have two of those.
God almighty.
Wow, Bob. Everybody cares.
The answer to Bob is literally everybody.
Yes.
And when I mean everybody, I mean Kentucky fans care and Louisville fans care.
Yes.
Strebel cares
in
a different way as much as Mark Blankenbaker.
Right, exactly.
Right?
We both care.
In different ways.
We just care in opposite ways.
Yeah.
He cares because it makes him happy, and he has hope that Satterfield keeps his job. I'm interested in it because I care because I don't want Louisville to succeed, and they're succeeding right now. So there you go. Like, Bob, like you can even say, like, the radio station. Like, he's the only one at the radio station. But you can extrapolate that out to.
Talk chicken salad at 12:06 today.
I like a good chicken salad.
I'm having chicken salad for dinner tonight.
There you go.
It's good.
Marcy making that for you?
Yeah.
Now, does the whole family have chicken salad, or do you have like a
special?
You have your special meal, and everybody else eats, you know, whatever the Grossmans eat.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Pot roast,
not a pot roast. No,
is that what happens?
I think we're all eating chicken salad tonight.
So Okay. Everyone's having. Does your mom put almonds and or grapes?
Well,
in
not
the
almonds
because
I'm allergic to almonds.
Of course, okay.
Yes, but
many people are.
Yeah, he loves tree nuts.
Yeah, but
there you go.
I don't think she's put grapes in chicken salad. That sounds interesting, though.
I've known people that have. I'm pretty sure it's grapes.
It's grapes. Yeah,
yeah.
It's grapes because I don't.
Here we go.
Like I had to be in the mood for a grape in chicken salad.
I'm with you. I know if I'm going chicken salad. It's not great.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, it kind of like you crunch into it, and you say that burst of sweetness. And you're like, I didn't really need that. I didn't really need that. It's all right. You know, just give me the mayonnaise and the chicken.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
you gotta have the egg in there.
Yeah, a little egg. Oh, yeah,
you gotta have
good.
You got the eggs. The key piece.
A little onion.
A little relish.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Now ooh, that sounds. Yeah,
now
good.
We're talking.
Yeah. I can't eat it on bread though. I just have to eat it
how
like.
Bad's that
spoonful.
For that though. Oh, Ken Grossman wants a nice homemade meal. He's gonna get a chicken salad sandwich because his son's losing weight.
He wants a mac.
Hey, that's great.
Dad actually eats healthy most of the time already, so he doesn't care.
I can see that. He's got to be vain.
Yeah, Ethan's the only one that's going to be angry when he moves back home next week.
So he's moved. Oh, boy.
Wow.
You guys need to do a podcast.
Yes, you do. The Grossman brothers.
Now, is there anything that he's not allowed to bring into the house?
I mean anything. Anything, yeah.
I think
TBA.
Yeah, TBA. Yeah,
TBA.
Yeah, to be determined.
I like that. We need to have a microphone in there for a little Grossman house meeting.
Like undercover.
No, well, does he, I mean, you've had the run of the mill in the basement with all the TVs and stuff. Does he infringe on you now in any way? No.
No, okay. I mean, in terms of like we may play video games against each other or something, or if there's a game on, we may both watch the game in the basement, but
you're number one here, is what I'm trying to say.
I have ingrained myself in that basement.
Your ass cheeks are ingrained.
I'm not moving until I get an apartment, which hopefully will be sometime soon. But yeah, we'll figure that one out.
Roommates.
Whatever.
That's the worst.
Have you figured out your roommate situation? That's
good luck.
That's something I
hated
at the time, didn't think anything about it. But now would not be something at this point in my life I would go able to do.
No, I would never want a roommate.
But on Jack's age, it's fantastic.
Oh yeah, it's
great.
Your buddies, you go.
Oh,
it's a Tuesday. You're back from school or back from work or whatever.
You're drinking
beer. You got beer.
Yeah.
There might be a keg there, and you're like, oh hey,
who knows?
There's 15 people in the house. Let's go.
Yeah. Dribbles, it's a Tuesday, Jack. He's talking about people doing keg stands on a Tuesday,
yeah, on a Tuesday
or a
night.
Wednesday.
Yeah, well, they're,
I
yeah,
love that.
We did.
What else do we have from Nick? Should we do this now or do you want to wait to the 5
oh,
o'clock
we can do
hour?
This now, yeah.
You want to do a couple right now?
Yeah, we can do a couple right now.
All right. Well, what else did the Valvanos have today? It was a lively, what was it, about 1 to 2.30 or so?
Wow. That's
yeah,
it was
they,
a
they lively went, They went from about 12.40 until about 2 without a break. And
wow.
They just went straight through it, and they just kept providing mixtape marks. That's
great.
What they did.
Petty Ice. They didn't take a break?
I don't think they took a break that entire time. I kept waiting to do a sports center.
Pat Jagger's reignited the beach.
At one point, Bob went to the bathroom, and I went up to do a sports
well, yeah,
center.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Bob was eating witch
yeah.
witch.
Yes, Bob went to the bathroom. I go up to do a sports center. And I noticed the log's not running, so I pop in there. I go, "Are you guys in break?" And he goes, "No, Pops just had to use the bathroom." And I was like,
"What is this, hockey? Their shifts?"
Yeah, they did the shift.
So it was bad. It was bad.
How bad was the
Steve
log
Larson.
Then? Was the log in bad shape?
Somehow they got it there to where Nick said there was only one 30-second spot that he moved into our show.
So they played like a 15-minute break. That's yeah. Okay.
I think the issue was the start of the show. To where they had to make good later in the show. I don't know.
Wow, that chortle. Wow. What a chortle.
All
right, well, give me one or two of these, and we'll take a break, and we'll do the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We've gone away from the weird wavy idea of, you know, that's the ideal body. No, we enjoy it. We embrace curves, damn it, millennials.
Curves, I mean, thick.
All I'm going to say is
changeable.
That
I'm not sure I'm
I know
that.
A couple females that like it when somebody says they're thicker than a bowl of oatmeal. You know what I mean? Like,
my
know,
man.
Get them on your team.
She had cramps, okay? She had really bad cramps there.
Wow.
Dude, her ball placement was insane. I'm a little buzzed right now.
Damn, we can tell, Nick.
We snagged a girl that was buzzed.
Well, he was buzzed.
I'm not taking his side. I'm just pointing out facts here. Yesterday, we got our asses kicked because we didn't know the damn batting lineup.
The gas bags were up like 9-2 or whatever.
Oh, they
it was,
lost.
And they lost 11-9
oh, no, this
or whatever
different.
It was.
So, yeah. On Monday, yeah, that's what happened. We were up 9-2 and lost 11-9. Yesterday was the first game of the kickball league.
Oh, Lord heaven.
The kickball league?
Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, Nick asked me, and I was like, I can't do a kickball league.
So I can.
Nick asked you to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, does he not know you?
I know.
Why would he ask you that?
He's like, would you be interested in the kickball league? And I was like, no, Nick, I can't. I'm sorry.
So they were talking about the kickball.
Are you in the kickball league?
I am, but
of
I couldn't. I am, but I couldn't play last night.
What were you doing?
Yeah.
I had friends in town. Down, and,
I don't
one of my
you.
Buddies. Oh,
I
well,
think
no,
you're lying.
I'm not lying. One of my friends.
Does that sound like a lie?
He was very like, well,
you vetoed.
He sounded like me when
I
was
sounded
like
Streeple. One of my friends just got engaged, so we went.
Nice.
Yeah, so we went. A couple
Where'd
friends came down. We went to a Bats game.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got free tickets, right? You hit up Johnny Sales?
No, I just took the media passes.
Even
well,
better.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Even better. Let's take a break. Quick break. Do Louisville fans want Imani Bates? They do. Steve Clarkson, the GM of U of L football, will continue to talk about that. And Ken Taylor had a tweet that made Strieble and I sad.
We will explain
all of that. Plus, Issel crushes Strieble. We do all that next. 1 hour to go here on The Take on a Wednesday.
GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.